You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Hey guys. I know we're supposed to record right now, but I was thinking instead maybe we just like do some introspective therapy today. And we talk about our feelings and we talk about
that sounds lame.
Our trauma.
And okay, that sounds good.
April Fools. Why would I talk about that dumb shit? No,
we're gonna talk about silly things. I was ready to talk about crazy things that happened to me.
This is No Dumb Idea. This is our pop culture podcast related to movies, games, comics, and more, from an angle of, you know, our own little games and improv and discussions. And this is Gym Leader Nate, and I'm here with my good friends.
Gibble dang.
It's me, Dollar. Oh.
Surprise.
We did it.
And
that's a twist.
It's a twist. In honor of a little bit of a, I guess, I don't know, holiday is the right word.
Twist-pril fools.
In honor of April Fools, I was like, I wanted to think about, you know, a type of like trick that gets played on people that they encounter all the time. You know what I mean? April Fools is all
wondering
about tricks and gags and you know, trying to fool people, obviously.
Rug pulls.
And where do people run into being fooled the most? And it's when they get fooled in entertainment, when they get misled or misdirected in order to be yanked to the side. Yep. Directed by some pitiful misters. So which, don't worry, we have plenty of Mr. Night Shyamalan things to talk about as well. I really want to tap in to the resource that is my friends Dala and Gibble Dang and really get to the bottom of like where some of the like most crazy, silly, worst twists lie in the media that we consume. So I think that a lot of people, you know, just hearing that will immediately have things that spring to mind, because I feel like everybody has that one movie that they were enjoying and having such a fun time,
or franchise
or something they were consuming that they were just loving, only for it to nosedive at the last moment into something that they did not expect, want, or need.
So fair. If I could, or is it okay if I start off?
Yeah, go for it. Absolutely.
Ooh, it's a twist.
So, I love to get right into it.
Yeah, we were just talking about this before recording the episode, but it must have been 2012-ish, 2014, in between that time, sometime in high school. I was playing a lot of Bioshock, and the first one in particular, insane twist, killer twist, you know, catches
amazing
you off guard.
Twist, that one. It felt good.
Yeah. It felt good because it was
mystery helps.
It was one of those things where if you went back, all of the clues were right there in front of you. You know, you could see that the twist was right there.
That speaks to like what, you know, like what kind of makes a good twist is something that like upon rewatch or review.
Sorry.
You get actually see. You're good.
Did like you
have a cat
in
hair
mouth.
In your mouth?
Yeah. Like I'm trying to get it.
Okay.
I was like, oh yeah. Because there was another around the same time. My brother and I, we had found just in our random DVD collection, a movie called Old Boy, And at the time, we didn't know anything about it, and it was just the disc. And we were both kind of making fun of the title, like, old, like, what the fuck is this gonna be? And we put it on, and it was this South Korean fucking action, well, drama, mystery, fucking
thriller, I guess.
Thriller, overall, caper.
Like...
And at first, you know, it started off like we were making jokes. And then as the minutes went by, we just became more and more entranced in, like, this mystery. And then, at the end, it just has one of the most, like, gut-wrenching, fucked-up twists in a movie.
Kind of fucked. The
twist is that the movie was good.
It was great. Exactly. And my brother and I, like, at the end of that, we were just, like, I remember we both were kind of silent. We were like, Jesus fucking Christ. Great movie. Insane movie. But yeah,
that's I definitely had that on my little list of things I wanted to talk about was Old Boy and the twist of Old Boy. So I should say before we get into even more for everybody listening, sure. This is an all spoilers podcast. We're explicitly talking about like
the episode particularly. End,
yeah. This podcast episode. We're talking about the ends of stories. Like, this is all going to be about ways things twist.
The twist, the thing.
That has happened further along the line. So it's like, just a warning now. Everything that, we talk about, just be prepared to be spoiled on it if you haven't seen it.
Or come back to this episode.
Yeah, I do have a quick, like,
if needed,
question.
Yeah.
Is it a twist if it's not at the end? Can something be a twist in the beginning?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
You can, okay, you just can have sure. twists you can... in the middle / beginning. Like, yeah. I have one movie that I had on here to talk about where kind of the whole movie, it tries to be twists, which makes it all just stupid. So.
God, I'm sure. Well, those are always the best.
I'll let you get into it. That was me. That's my my kind of twist connection. Twist connection. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you say that Old Boy is a good twist or a bad twist?
What do you mean by good or bad in this context?
Well, that's what we got to figure out, you know? Like, did it make you feel, you know, like it added to the movie and it was a good part of the movie and the story overall, like, was made better for having that twist in it? Or was it more of a detraction from the movie and something that... If it wasn't there, you would have enjoyed it more.
I would say yes, because at the same time, it's like, look where revenge gets you. You know what I mean? It's
quite literally
a lot,
being blinded by revenge.
Yeah.
To not notice the things in front of your face.
Okay. Dala.
So, for anyone.
Take it away.
Dala, you've seen Old Boy too, right?
I have not, actually.
Would you like to know what we're referencing?
Well, no, wait. Are we starting off right now, getting into the list? Are we figuring everything out? Or because I just finished explaining, my favorite kind of twist,
like history with twists.
Yeah, my twistery. Yeah. What about you, Dolph? Gotcha.
My twistery.
What's your twistery?
I don't know what would be the first movie I saw with the twist. I don't know. I mean, it could have been something like, well, this is an old one, so hopefully
Star Wars.
It's a fucking really old one. Psycho.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock, which 60s movie. That, you know, that might have been something like that, where it's like in the 60s, black and white or something.
Planet of the Apes.
That's funny. That's actually on my list as like a bad twist. Because it's such a weird, but we'll get into that later. The 2001 or 2000, whatever year one particularly. The original, that's a good one. That's actually a good twist. I would say the 2001 one, sorry. Okay. Or whatever.
Marky Mark.
That's more true to the books.
Yeah. The one that comes to mind, though, I don't know if it counts as twist, though, because it's Total Recall by Paul Verhoeven. Mm-hmm. The movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, because there's like a lot of like back and forth of essentially is the movie is like, is this real or is this not?
The Colin
and
Farrell
there's a lot
one?
Of like,
are you sure?
Yeah, well, that one too, I guess. I haven't seen it, but yeah, no, I mean, I like a good twist. I think just anything that adds a new detail and makes it the world or the characters more interesting rather than just being like, I'm related to you now, yeah. or I'm now the prophecy. Like,
stuff actually, like that it was me.
It was me that was the one that is your brother.
My other question would be like, what really makes the difference between a reveal and a twist?
I think the twist would need to be something where it's like you didn't expect it to be, or in the Wilhelm or realm of, where I think of like a slasher, like I think of. Yeah, like a slasher movie. It's like, it's a more of a reveal because they're like, someone, you know, someone here is the killer. Unless it's like
something you don't see coming.
The main character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's like the main character. I feel like I think that's where I would.
It's a twist like if you don't see it coming.
Like, it's a twist if you weren't waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
A twist can be a reveal.
Like, I love.
You can have a twist and
I think
a reveal.
They can, yeah, I think they can both be. I think they can both.
Not all reveals are twists, but all twists, or was not all twists are reveals, but all
reveals are all twists are reveals.
Twists are reveals. Yeah. Reveal. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. I did have it the right first time. Yeah. I do love me a movie where it's like, I'm watching and it's like a good movie and you're just like watching. And then all of a sudden there's like a twist that you're just like, wait, what the, there's a twist in this movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't think of any off the top of mind, but just,
we just watched Novocaine.
Oh,
we
how
just
was
watched.
That?
It's exactly what you'd expect.
It's a fun one.
Okay,
it's
you know,
it's solid.
But there is a. But there is a. There
it's gorier than expected.
There is a twist in that movie where I'm like, oh wow, a twist! I'm pleasantly surprised. I didn't expect this in the trailer at
that
all.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
nice.
Same.
That is always nice. Yeah. Honestly,
I genuinely was like, oh okay, you got me. There's still some tricks in cinema.
In this, yeah.
In this day of age.
I feel like my twistery is, maybe that'll be the title of this podcast. Will be important moments in twistery.
Oh, God. Yeah, honestly, that's really good.
My personal twistery, I feel like, you know, there's the spoiled twist, you know, of Star Wars, obviously. I saw Star Wars when I was really young. One of the first movie series that my dad ever like wanted me to like really watch and pay attention to.
Attention!
Like, no, literally.
Watch.
Where if I tried to play Game Boy or something while we were watching, he'd get mad.
Pull out the horse whip and start whacking you in the neck.
Yeah. Fucking hit
you
me,
and your director's horse whip.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna buy you one day.
Empire Strikes Back, definitely on that, like, an important one for me. I feel like, I think the earliest, like, twisty movie that I remember, like, viewing for the first time, I had not seen any other M. Night Shyamalan movies yet before I had seen this movie, which was The Village.
Yeah.
So that was my first experience, like, M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end.
Twist, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which...
Mine was Unbreakable, actually, which also...
I feel like that's such a good first...
Mine was...
twist.
Mine was Sixth Sense. That whole movie, the guy in the toupee, the guy in the hairpiece, that's Bruce Willis the
whole
time.
That's Bruce Willis the whole time, yeah. I've seen that joke.
I didn't expect that at all.
The guy was wearing a hairpiece the whole movie. Yeah. That's the twist.
Yeah, the hair was a ghost the whole time.
That's your favorite movie, right, Nate?
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite. Where the hair is a ghost, yeah. All right, so
ghost hair.
So I have a little list here that we can talk about, and if any of these, and if any of these, you know, if there's anything you guys want to talk about, feel free to interject if you think of it, or if there's
in the middle of your sentence.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, that's how it works here. So, so I'm gonna start off with one that's pretty well known. And I want to get as we go through these, I want to hear what you guys think about, like, whether or not these twists are good twists or bad twists. Do they add to the movie or did they pull you out? And the first one I thought of was Shutter Island, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. Have you guys seen Shutter Island?
I think I might have seen it.
I haven't, but I think I know the twist.
I might have seen it once when I was younger, but...
Yeah, it's a classic twist.
I thought about that one, too, putting that one on the list, yeah.
Yeah, I always felt... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, is it one of the ones where it's like, it turns out the island's not, like, real, or he's crazy, or one
it's
of those?
Crazy. It's that. It's he's crazy, and he's That's on he's Shutter an Island, and the whole mystery is...
Like, he's a patient.
Yeah, he's a patient there. It's an asylum, and he just... This is all in his head. It's like it's one of the first... Twist. Yeah, it's one of the big instances of, like...
Which I don't mind sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I feel like the old, it's all in their head twist...
Yeah. Yeah.
More often than not is a shit twist, because it is it's such a good way to just tell the audience, like, hey, you know, all that stuff you cared about, none of it's real, idiot. Yeah. Like,
or you have to get really convoluted, like Flight Plan with Jodie Foster, where it's like,
I have that on here too.
Is that on your list?
So that's a terrible twist. That one's awful,
which is
I haven't
stupid.
Seen that, but that one did pop up when I looked it up. But explain that to me. What's Flight Plan?
Flight Plan.
Yeah, go ahead.
She gets on a plane, and it's where they are flying her husband's dead body, who was in the military. Her husband's body home for a burial. It's her and her daughter. She falls asleep on the plane. She wakes up. Her daughter's gone. She talks to other people. Everybody's like, we didn't see you with your daughter.
You don't have a fucking daughter, you idiot.
You got on this plane alone. Yeah. What are you talking about?
What are you talking bitch? About?
And at the very end, the entire reveal
gaslight her.
Is that it's literally that people were just gaslighting her. There's no reveal, the twist is almost that there isn't a twist, and that, oh, you know those flight attendants? Yeah, it turns out they just fucking lied.
They were trying to like frame her for like hijacking the plane?
They're gonna blow up the plane, and they needed to frame her and make her look crazy to make it look like she blew up the plane out of grief for her husband.
There's no way that could be done, though. That's crazy. It's
convoluted.
And it's a post 9/11 movie,
very convoluted
right?
plan.
Yeah, and it was literally like the entire movie relies on the fact that everyone else on the plane just coincidentally happened to not notice her daughter.
Yeah.
That's it.
Perfect. That's good.
They just coincidentally stood in the way or something.
Yeah, that's how I would write my movies. I'd just be like, whatever. People don't see it.
It's all coincidence. It all works out.
It's convoluted plan. Convoluted plan.
It's like my favorite thing on when they did the magic card, the playtest magic cards that were like released at a convention, where there's the certain cards that are so weirdly made that like they break the rules of magic. So like to make it work, they just say like, this is the effect, and in parentheses at the bottom it just says it works.
Nice.
But okay, can I interject with two movies that I think would fit in the previous kind of category, where it was like, actually, fuck you and fuck your time.
They're crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I remember watching this. I think I saw this in theaters for some reason. It was Nicolas Cage's and Scarlett Johansson's Next.
Next.
Have you guys seen Next?
I heard about that one.
Homie could see Nicolas Cage could see like 5 minutes into the future and like see different potential outcomes in reality or whatever. And I think he uses it to either he works for the government or he robs banks or something. And basically the last act of the movie, you see a bunch of shit go down. You know, he's using his powers and then all of a sudden Scarlett Johansson dies. And there's only like 10 minutes left of the movie. And then all of a sudden, Nick Cage wakes up. He's like, oh my God, that was the longest Next vision I've ever had in my life. Because usually it's only like 5 minutes, but this is the first time he's able to do it like days or whatever. And he makes a deal with the villain and fuck, it's so anticlimactic that it's just like, I remember as a kid being like,
avoids the whole movie.
Yeah, he avoids all of the conflict at the end, although I guess you see it, but it's like, what? None of it mattered?
But it didn't. Yeah, that's so funny.
And then similarly, that leads to Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, where the final battle is an entire what is it? The entire final battle. It's like you get these ancient vampires fighting the wolves and the modern vampires or whatever, and you see a lot mm-hmm. of people die and get beheaded or whatever, and then all of a sudden it turns out that it's like a vision of the future, and then the main characters in each faction are like, actually, let's not fight. Let's
That looks shitty. Let's not
move
do
on
that.
A little bit.
Yeah, let's not. Oh no,
shake hands.
Good thing we saw that, so we don't have to do that.
Yeah, let's do a little bit of making up and baseball.
They were both boys. Mm.
Yep.
So
and they inspired 50 Shades of Grey,
mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah. So that
IRL,
I
twist.
Think that is. That is like a whole a whole genre.
Yeah.
That like we can I feel like I can't even think of a version of that. The fuck you twists. There's like I can't think of a version of that that feels good. I don't think I've ever actually seen a movie that does it in a way that isn't blatantly
Super Mario Bros. 2.
Annoying.
Huh?
Huh?
Super Mario Bros. 2, it was all a dream.
I guess, yeah.
The game.
Okay.
The video game.
Link's Awakening. Game
Mario in bed with the fucking...
yeah, it literally is all a dream. I mean, that's like probably the best because it's a fucking video game.
Yeah,
that's,
it's lighthearted
that's still
enough where
ending.
It doesn't bother you. Well,
yeah.
That's going to have to be the next episode. Yeah, it was all a dream.
Yeah, that's the title of the next
episode. It was all a dream.
This, yeah. Oh, yeah, we wake up from this episode. Oh, God. Oh, thank God we didn't actually record episode 70... whatever.
Yeah.
What's
okay, let's record our real episode. All right, next one I have here is The Prestige. So I wanted to talk about this
it's
one.
It's been a while.
Because
these are all like childhood movies that like I watched them as a kid, but I didn't not like I shouldn't have, but they were much more sophisticated for like an 11 or 12 year old, you know what I mean?
I would need a rewatch.
And even as a kid, I was like
M. Night Shyamalan.
I was like, wait, The Prestige? I thought The Illusionist just came out. Or which one was...
Yeah, I got confused all
the same. The parallel... God, parallel thinking.
Yep.
So that's the twist.
It's actually The Illusionist.
There we go. Ooh, if you've watched one, you watch the other. That's the twist. You've already seen these movies.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So The Prestige is another genre, in my opinion... is kind of falls into another genre of twists where even though it's mm-hmm. kind of sci-fi movie, we have the, it was all a dream. Fuck you. That's the first genre. Second genre is, they have a twin, a whole genre of twist is, oh, they have a twin.
Like there's a sibling.
There's a twin.
Like the
whole just like, there's a character you didn't know about, so how would you ever know this?
Bro,
That
the twist is just information that wasn't presented to you at all during the movie.
Yeah,
literally
withheld it. Which
I would even tack on to that Christopher Nolan as a subgenre of twists, because you know you got The Prestige, you've got what is it? The one about the tops and dreams and shit. Leonardo DiCaprio, Inception.
Tenet? That one I didn't feel like... I don't think Inception really had a twist in it, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's just a very, like, is this real or not?
Yeah, it's kind of... It's mind-fucking
it's like
the
total
whole
movie.
Well, I guess
like,
at the end, the twist is it all real? Or is that
but you don't get twist? You don't get it. But I feel like the twists are always, like, answers, you know? It's an answer you weren't expecting, but it's an answer.
So there's twists, reveals. What's the? This is like a third part of that. This is like the third
question.
This is a total recall. Yeah. Like just what is reality? Reality, yeah.
Ambiguous endings.
Yeah.
Ambiguous.
Yeah. Yep.
Plots.
Never mind. It's true.
Yeah. I would say it's like tangentially related, but not.
Something I did want to say I didn't put on here, but I was thinking about putting on here was also Interstellar. Because I didn't know if I wanted to classify that as a twist. I feel like it is kind of a twist where at the end they're like, oh, it turns out the beings that guided us here the whole time were humanity. And it's literally just Matthew McConaughey reaching back through time and interacting with people. And that's what made all this happen.
True.
So I feel like that's technically, I don't know if it's a reveal or
it's like a
twist.
It's like a soft twist.
Yeah, I think it might just be a reveal.
Yeah, like... I think that's a reveal. I don't think it's I don't think it's a twist or a soft twist yet.
Diet twist.
Yeah, it's not diet a diet twist.
God damn it. It's so stupid.
I have one, actually. I'm curious. This is kind of related, I think, to one that you mentioned earlier, where there's, like, just so many twists after twists.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have that as a category, but have any of y'all seen Wild Things with Neve Campbell and Denise Richards?
No.
I've seen scenes.
It's you've seen the, I've seen the some scenes, probably. Yeah. It's notorious for being, like, a very horny movie, but that movie has, like, twist after twist that's, like, ridiculous. Just to, like, run through the plot briefly is, like, you follow, like, I think Matt Dillon, I think, is the main character, who's, like, a teacher. Sorry.
Just one of the ugliest guys who should not have pulled Denise Richards and the other one, Neve Campbell.
And Neve Campbell.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he plays a teacher that's very charismatic, and the two girls are, like, girls in high school, and they frame him for, like, doing something with him inappropriate, and so they do a whole court case. But then the first twist during the court case, Denise Richards, like, fuck, like, exposes, like, damn it, like, we had a plan, like, this was, like, all a plan to get, like, you in trouble. And then the twist turns out to be, the first twist is that Denise Richards actually is dating him for real, and that was all a ploy to get money out of her mom, who is rich. But then there's another twist later that he's actually with Neve Campbell. And then, like, there's a twist later that Neve Campbell's actually with the police that's Kevin Bacon, who's looking for the Treasure. Matt Dillon character. Oh. It's just fucking, yeah. It's just twist after twist of stupid bullshit that's just, like,
yeah,
fucking ridiculous.
Most certainly, like, things come for are the,
like,
wild.
Horny and stay for the...
So that's definitely... Yeah. So that's definitely... That's, like, the fourth category we have is... So we have It Was All a Dream, Fuck You. We have... Turns out they have a twin. And then... number three is...
Twist.
Yeah, it's Oops All the Twists.
Double McTwist.
Yeah. Ooh! Like, I cast double twists.
What I had for... Torsion. That, like, fit that category was... Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, I got that on here too.
Where they tried to make it so the entire movie was twists. And at that point, it's just plot that you didn't set up. It's just a movie full of plot you didn't set up.
Well, honestly, the entire that entire trilogy, you know? So they set up... Let me know if you're thinking this too. So what is it? The first one is Rise of Skywalker?
No, the first one was Force Awakens.
Force Awakens. That trilogy. So the twist is that
first one doesn't. I don't think the first one has much of a twist.
No, it's the second, like, and the third, like, one.
Yeah.
So the second one is the twist. Oh, I will say that
going into the first one, they technically didn't say until the movie came out that Kylo Ren was Ben Solo
related.
It was assumed, like, everybody was assuming that he would be related to somebody, but, like, until you saw The Force Awakens, you didn't know that he was, but it wasn't really a twist, because they revealed it really early on. They were just, so, like, I guess right away.
What I was thinking, I thought there was, I know there was three twists, but I thought it was one in each movie, but what I'm thinking is, what is it, in the second one, Last Jedi, is it that the...
She's nobody.
Twist is that nobody, she's no after it being set up. And then in the third one, right off the bat, which is why I was asking if a twist could be in the beginning of the movie, somehow Emperor Palpatine has returned. There's that. And then the double twist of, Rey is somebody. Rey is a Palpatine. So I guess
there's the twist. There's the twist where Luke is actually a hologram. I didn't expect that in the second movie.
That's true. That was kind of a twist too at the end of Last Jedi, where he was a force projection the whole time.
I'll count it just so we have more twists in the movie, in the franchise. Just to come.
That one I liked though. I liked that twist.
That is a good one though. Yeah,
that was a very great. I loved that moment. Honestly,
yeah, that was tight. Oh yeah, that was pretty tight. Yeah.
It was cool.
That was like okay.
But yeah, just trying to pack all, just all twists into the plot every 5 seconds. Yeah. You know, especially the last movie. The last movie, you know, surprise, Palpatine's back. Surprise, Rey can use the dark side. Surprise, Rey killed Chewie. Surprise, Chewie's not dead. Surprise,
they have jetpacks
now? Hux is a spy. They can fly now. And then it's like,
let's call it Surprise Wars instead of Star Wars.
Yeah. Surprise, the dagger they found is actually a perfect outline of the area they need to search in the wreckage of the Death Star when you hold it up just right from a certain cliff. And
so that means that dagger must have been like 30 years old.
Yeah, like it'd be
it's
fresh.
Yeah. Fresh. No, it's ancient. It's an ancient Sith dagger that somehow you can stand on this cliff and hold up to find the prophecy, location of a 30-year-old wreckage.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They knew the wreckage would happen. It's the prophecy.
Listeners, when you get older, you realize all of your fandoms suck. No matter what you like, whether or not it's Marvel Comics or Star Wars, you'll like them, but you'll only like them on a surface level. You know, but once you realize that you start
to all get bought by Disney, like. So...
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Once you start looking into everything, you realize how terrible it all is. Just remain hopeless. Speaking of which, actually, just work on your own art and work on your own content, because that's where it's at. But it doesn't mean that you're not. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to like these characters.
Just AI, and you're good.
Yeah.
AI, come up with the twist. No. real quick, if I could throw in a comic book, actually.
And then I got a couple after that. Yeah.
In the 90s, I want to talk about this, it's not all in like one like run, but it's like, or it's across a few issues, but in the 90s, Spider-Man was going through a lot of crazy shit. There's a lot of twists with the Clone Saga alone.
Okay.
Particularly, I just want to point out the like Aunt May plotline, which is a bit like a bunch of bullshit twists after twists. So around, issue 400 or so. I think it was literally actually issue 400. She dies. Like, she just dies of old age, which is part of the, like, passing of the torch from Peter Parker to Ben Reilly, the clone.
This clone sucked. To the new Aunt May.
From Aunt May. Yeah, yeah.
To Aunt May.
But I think
too.
It's just more so for the comics to be. Yeah. We brought in this old lady. Yeah. Kind of, honestly, it's funny enough, because so what happens is Aunt May dies, and then, you know, there's like a bunch of twists, honestly, with who is Spider-Man or who isn't. Like, Ben Reilly is the real, and Peter's the clone, but then the twist is they change their mind, so they switch it back. And
a real Goblin Queen and Green Goblin comes situation.
Green Goblin comes back to life after being dead for like 20 years, like unexpectedly. Yeah. And also,
and then they clone Aunt May, and then they make her old.
That would have been better, because what they did was stupid. They brought Aunt May back, and then I think eventually she died as well. But like, she died when I think Mary Jane was giving birth to Peter's kid, and it turns out. I know what it is. So the Aunt May that died in issue 400 was actually an actress who was replaced. And had been surgically made to look and act like Aunt May.
God.
So she died. And then the real Aunt May gets revealed. And I think around that time, Green Goblin had a ploy to steal Mary Jane's baby right when it was born around that time, too. So it was like a passing the torch from the baby back to Aunt May, you know?
I feel like in comic books, after a character has existed for multiple decades... Like, at that point, there's no such thing as twists anymore. It's just, like, bad writing. It's, like...
Well, continuities.
Speaking of...
There's some good ones,
if
too.
I could, since we're talking about bad writing and twists and Green Goblin... Uh-huh. So, at one point, it was revealed that, while Gwen Stacy was traveling abroad at one point, Norman Osborn had, I believe, groomed her... And had sex with her, and got her pregnant.
You look so excited.
Got her pregnant with twins that she had in Europe, and secretly had secretly hid from Peter. And then she moved back to the States. And then, you know, the regular Gwen Stacy stuff happened, and then the death of Gwen Stacy happened. And this is all a retcon. This is all a retcon and twist. Did all that supposedly happen
while she was a teenager?
Yep.
Yeah, it was, they were like college students, but yeah.
Was it? Yeah, were they college students?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he met Gwen in college.
Okay.
And but they're like probably okay, 19.
Yeah, and let's just say that Norman's like a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, it's still
yeah, no, totally. It's not normal. It's not okay. Yeah, I'm just
at least
like,
it's not straight.
Not as no, of course. You know, in the part that's I was gonna say is the kids rapidly age so that they catch up to Peter's age too at some point.
Yeah, so they have goblin the DNA. Goblin serum. Yeah. So you know, there's that. What else was there? Yeah, no, yeah, that's I think that's it for comic books. You know, there's the Reverse Flash stuff, but I think that's more of like I think that might be a reveal. That's more of a retcon kind of reveal.
Yeah, that's a rough thing about comic books is that like twists, like I feel like they just bake twists into your average comic book now with how many retcons that they constantly throw in there, like the entire idea of trying to come up with something new for a character half of the time involves changing something that you already assumed you knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like
that's funny. I was actually gonna bring up for a good comic book twist is Alan Moore's Swamp Thing, and that's a good like change. It's like a retcon, I guess, too, like
what he really is.
Essentially, it's funny because it's at the start of Alan Moore's run is he essentially changes Swamp Thing from being a man turned into the muck monster into, no, he's an elemental and has like kind of honestly just was like summoned almost more so. Like he's not really attached, or it's like a spirit was like used to create Swamp Thing, the elemental.
Did you guys know that? Like did you guys know that Signs was originally supposed to be about demons?
Really?
Yeah. So apparently... In the research I was doing before, like about this episode, so like in the original script of Signs, it's like a big reason why the main character guy used to be a priest is that
it makes
the
sense.
Twist is supposed to be
about this before.
The twist is supposed to be that all the water in his house accidentally became holy water. And so that's why the water works against the creatures is because
that makes more sense than aliens evading.
That's got to be a fan.
No,
that makes more sense than aliens evading a planet made of water.
It because like, aliens were selling better, and they're like, "Can we change this to aliens?" And he was like, "I mean, yeah." He's like, "Yeah, we can just because the whole point. The point was that you're supposed to. The originally his plot was that you're supposed to think it's aliens because of the crop circles, but it turns out those are like demonic omens, and it's actually demons.
Like symbols, yeah.
And
see, that's like that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah,
honestly,
I think that would be like, kind of
not
neat,
much, but just
but
a bit cooler.
Yeah, no, it turns the instead it just turns maybe into the twist is that holes. The aliens are weak to water, even though they decided to try and invade a world that's 70% water. So,
well, maybe water is different like, on their planet. You know, maybe it makes them stronger. So they invaded this place, and they're like, "Oh, dude, water's sick." And then like,
what
ah,
the fuck?
Fuck,
what is this water?
Sucks.
Yeah, it's like on their planet, like water's like liquid, like hydrogen or some shit, like, or like
makes
or
them
like
come pure. All the time.
It makes them
a good
come
time.
All the time. Makes them high.
They're like, "Oh, dude, totes, let's go find a water that, or go find a planet that's all of this."
It's like we all of a sudden find a planet that looks like it's all weed, but then we get down there and all that weed is actually poison ivy. So
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Which, so next one I thought we should talk about leaning into the, you know, space theme. I think this might also kind of be a genre of twists. I had Arrival. Arrival.
Oh. Yeah.
In my opinion, wonderful movie. Probably one of the best like alien movies I've ever seen, just because I feel like it's a very fresh take. But it does have a very a twist at the end that is kind of its own genre of like it was time travel, the twist, like
oh.
Like I feel like time travel is like a whole a whole thing.
That goes into the reverse Flash one.
It does go into the reverse Flash. Yeah. It also goes into Interstellar.
Terminator.
Terminator. Like, there's... I feel like any... Like, the fact that the hidden ingredient was, like, time also goes into, like, Old Boy a little bit. Where, like, it's less about time travel and more about, like, not accounting for the 15 years that went by and thing, and when he doesn't realize who he's been interacting with.
I thought you were going to say the twist at the end would be, the twist being, actually, they're good.
Oh, that's another... I feel like another...
that'd be a different kind of twist, too, you know?
That, like, is a definitely...
Actually, they're not bad guys.
Yeah, they're not the bad guy, and that's another, definitely another genre, which brings me to Now You See Me.
Which... I will say to spoilers as well. Oh man, Dala, do you care about spoilers for Mickey 17?
No, I don't. Don't think I care. I haven't.
Yeah. Same thing. Same kind of thing. They have a. I feel like the twist in that is spoilers. The alien creatures are good, although you kind of get that sense in the beginning. That whole movie, it's really good. Very, very Starship Troopers esque. But there are these eight.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
Yeah, yeah. It's you could say they're in the same universe. Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. We can move on from that.
Yeah, but yeah. So Arrival and time fuckery as a twist. I feel like it is when set up well works. You know. Arrival and Interstellar, in my opinion, set it up well. They plant the seeds of having things happen that they can't explain, and you just have to assume that it's something you'll find out later. And then Interstellar, that's why it's almost more of a reveal, less of a twist. Like, you just, they kind of allude that you're going to find out eventually. Whereas Arrival, it's more of a pure twist because you don't know why. You assume you're seeing memories of the past, and you're just being shown flashbacks for her, when in reality you find out that these are all things that haven't happened yet in her life, and she's actually seeing the future.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk. Like, I was just I've seen Arrival, but I'm like, I can't remember much of it. So,
basically,
the squiddies.
Yeah, the squids, and
yeah,
they learn their language, and it turns out that when you start learning their, because their language doesn't adhere to time. And the way they think doesn't adhere to a linear or construct of time. When you start to think how they think, like, and you start to learn their language, you start to perceive time as they do. So you start to your whole life all at once. And basically, like, she is able to, she sees into the future at her having solved this whole crisis, like international crisis about these pods, and like there's international wars about to start, and she manages to see into the future to see how she solved the crisis and how, and she, so she does what her future self, like,
so it's a loop
talked about. So it's kind of like a time loop. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
shit. Actually, I'm trying to, speaking of that loop, Looper have a twist? I'm trying to.
Well, I wanted to say, speaking of aliens, I saw Looper. I saw
I don't think Looper does, so. Actually, it might have, like, a small Looper twist, like a reveal more so. Well, yeah, go. What about aliens?
Yeah, no, that's more of a reveal.
It's like the little boy. It's like a reveal.
Going into aliens, and speaking about little boys, the Predator. 2018's The Predator, where... the twist halfway through the movie is revealed that predators are hunting humans for their DNA to improve, you know, the predator DNA, and that they see autism as the next evolutionary step.
Yeah, and the next step in human evolution.
That movie also portrays autism as a superpower.
Most media does these days.
Actually, speaking of which, happy Autism Awareness Month.
All right.
This month.
There you go.
April Fools.
So, perfect timing. It is. Yeah. Throw in the Predator to celebrate.
So, yeah, just a little food for thought.
God. It, it, It's funny, I forgot that was a twist because I knew it going. Like, yeah. That was the one thing that I knew going in that made me want to watch the movie and be like,
was that?
God, I mean, it sucks. It sucks.
It's funny, yeah. Because I used to live with Dala for a while, and we would watch bad movies together all the time. And
Gibbledane doesn't know I still live with them.
That's under true. The bed. One of the first months.
The floorboards.
One of the first months I got drunk and we watched fucking The Amazing Spider-Man 2 and just shat all over it. And then I think like the next month he got super drunk. Mm-hmm. And like at first I got super drunk and Dala had to take care of me. And we watched The Amazing Spider-Man 2. The opposite, and then the next month it was the opposite, but we watched The Predator. Dala got super drunk and I had to be like, all right, man, like,
the twist is
it's too much.
The twist is I got drunk.
That was the twist.
Yeah. Ooh.
No.
So now we're talking about Looper. A famous...
That's a reveal, you said.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I do want to bring up one that's kind of famous for the twist because it had literally nothing to do with the plot in any way, shape, or form. And that is a little Robert Pattinson film called Remember Me.
I remember. I think I learned about it from Gibbledane.
I wanted to save that for last. God damn it.
We're at the very end. We find out that all of this was happening right before.
I guess we're done with the episode.
9/11.
So it's a romantic drama with Robert Pattinson and whoever from 2010. And it's a lot of back and forth, whatever. And then at the end, you get a phone call scene where like Robert Pattinson's leaving a voicemail for somebody. And he's in an office, and
good. And it turns out it's he's in like the World Trade Center, and right in the last moment,
and it's just a date. It's like, oh my god, the gall.
I recommend listeners, if you want, do a movie night and don't get a bunch of people that don't know the movie and just throw it on, and that's a good like one I've heard.
Apparently the filmmakers wanted to capture the feeling of unexpectedness of 9/11 when it happened.
Which makes sense.
True, I guess, yeah.
They did do it.
It was...
If they wanted to
doesn't make a good movie, but...
It was unexpected to everybody but the government.
Oh, gosh.
seeing Robert Pattinson now and know, like seeing his interviews
just like
and
the
stuff,
movie.
I think he definitely did that as a meme. He probably knew that's like, oh shit, okay, like,
yeah, like, this is really what we're doing, yeah. Like, all right, I guess I can use
he
like
loves
money
the shit
like,
on
you know,
Twilight
so
and stuff too. It's so funny.
Yeah,
all right.
Damn, well,
I wanted to briefly bring
last,
that one
yeah,
up because
awesome.
That's a good one.
It's funny, I didn't put it on my list because I was like, someone is gonna talk about it,
God,
so I was like, there's no need, let me get comic books instead or something.
Fine then I want to talk about The Happening. Where
nice.
The whole actually it's not the world, it's just America.
It's the trees.
America's killing itself.
The trees.
And it's because of the trees.
The plants.
Yeah. And it's one of the worst movies ever made.
It's all cyclical.
M. Night Shyamalan. And you get that great scene of Marky Mark being like telling that woman that woman's like, "You wanna kill me, don't you? You're gonna kill me and take all my shit." He's like, "What? No.
What? No.
What? No."
The Happening is interesting because I think that's one of the times when the twist itself would have been real. That would have, I feel like that would have been a really good twist for a different movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like having the plot
like
be
blaming the trees or having people kill themselves. I'm confused.
Well, it's the fact that those two things are so not. Like are so unrelated. Like
connect
the idea
so
of
the
having a movie where the trees are fighting back, like nature's fighting back to purge the earth of humanity. That in itself, not a bad idea.
Yeah,
but the fact that the trees did it through magical pollen that makes you commit suicide is the thing that makes it
it's a
so
bit much.
but
it reminds me of The Simpsons
crazy?
Where it's like, oh my god,
everyone's,
is that the gas that makes you go inside
everyone's
out?
Everyone's idea of suicide like would that. Be different. right? So, like, what if I was just like, oh, I'm gonna every day for like the rest of my life, I'm just gonna have a little bit of mercury or some shit. Saying, like, you know what I mean?
Like, what if for some people, they just like smart, they just start chain smoking cigarettes and they're like, it'll kill me eventually.
Yeah. everyone starts smoking more and they're like, oh, well, I do want to die, but I also really want to live.
Just like, yeah, but don't worry, it'll happen.
It'll like, get me eventually.
The idea,
yeah, just microwaving a bunch of food, like somebody, with the microwave open.
Like when they were making that movie, somebody was like, somebody had just heard about how depression got proved to be a chemical imbalance in the brain, and they're like, "Ooh, what else can fuck with your brain chemicals? If something fucks with your brain chemicals, maybe it just makes you want to die."
Maybe plants.
Incredible.
So yeah, happening. Great example of a
it's definitely happening.
Pretty shitty twist.
What about related the devil, the elevator?
One of the
movie.
Few M. Night Shyamalan joints I haven't seen.
Like, oh, it's I think it's produced by him. Actually, I don't even know if he directed it.
I feel like I don't think he. He did. Yeah,
I don't think
I thought he did because I remember seeing the trailer for that and groaning. The whole entire theater I was in groaned when we saw his name come up as the director.
Everyone was like,
gotcha. It's the...
Everyone came.
I like the devil.
Give me some more Manite. I love Manite.
To run through it real quick, though, it's like a whodunit murder mystery where there's like a group of people stuck in an elevator and like, there's like a police officer that's like surveying it, and then every now and then the lights go out, and someone, when they come back on, someone's dead, and you're like, who is it? Is it the guy that's like,
it's the old lady?
Is it the convict? Is it the old lady?
Turns out it's actually
the devil.
It was the devil.
It was the devil possessing like and getting and killing like the old lady and then killing them. And it's like, oh, it was kind of like interesting when it was like, oh, someone in this elevator is a human like murderer, like is a human and a murderer. But it, I don't know. It's just like it's all of a sudden now it's possessed. Yeah. Oh, and there's a funny scene where this security guard that's like, I think he's Hispanic because of course he is, where like he's like, oh, Holmes, you know, the devil's around when toast falls like butter side down, and he drops toast. So he's just like, oh, and it falls. And so he tests the toast like and drops it. And of course it falls. Like butter side down, and it's just like it's so fucking goofy. It's like I would throw it on as like a like get drunk and watch, but it's not a good one.
Mm-hmm. Another good twist movie that is a I feel like is a get drunk and watch movie for me. 13 Ghosts.
Huh.
Oh,
is that a twist?
So,
I don't even remember what.
Yeah.
It...
So well, the big twist about 13 Ghosts is that the dad at the very end is the 13th ghost. He just hasn't died yet.
Wait.
And so he has to die in the house in order for the 13th ghost.
Tony
to
Shalhoub, Master Splinter.
Tony Shalhoub himself.
himself.
Good old monk.
Yeah.
Good old Master Splinter.
Which what? When was he Master Splinter?
Yeah, in the Michael Bay's TMNT.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
You wouldn't know because he barely talks. I feel like, and he's barely in the movie.
But he does an Asian accent. And here's my impression of that right now of a Jewish man doing an Asian accent right now.
Go for it. Right now. Insert like the audio.
All right, everybody. We had to cut that out. That was incredibly racist. Like I can't believe you just did that.
Whoa.
Thing. Anyways.
I'm neither of those, and I'm offended.
100%. Another one I wanted to mention was Book of Eli.
That's so stupid.
I was honestly kind of waiting for that one too.
me and Gimble Dang had a drunk argument about this movie.
God, such a stupid ass movie, dude. What was our argument again?
Check out our Surf Dracula movie
or
episode?
Or not it was a Surf Dracula, actually.
Yeah. Check out their Surf Dracula episode for context, listeners.
Yeah, but it definitely has a twist. So, like, regardless of if it's a Surf
twist,
Dracula,
yeah.
It is a movie with a twist.
It's just a movie with a twist. It's not a Surf Dracula. It's a movie with a twist. I think I remember. I'm going to have to
not
listen
every,
to
that. Not every twist is a Surf Dracula, but all Surf Draculas are twists.
No.
Not every reveal is a Surf Dracula.
Yes.
We're figuring it out. We're figuring out the math of like twists and
transitive property.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, there's technically two twists, I guess, to the Book of Eli. First twist being that he's blind the whole time. That it's a good movie. And second twist being that he wasn't carrying the book, like he had memorized a book physically to be recorded by a library, and it was the Bible. So
stupid. The Bible, it's fucking everywhere. It's literally, there's one in every single hotel and casino.
Yeah,
literally
so there's
everywhere.
No way they didn't find one.
In every room, there is a Bible. Yeah. So the fact that they're just like, oh, we can't find a fucking Bible.
Listeners, check like, under
suck
your seats.
My dick. There's a Bible right behind you.
Yeah, right now. Look behind your listeners. Like, there might be a Bible right there.
If you can
right
sense the location of a Bible, there would always be one within like 40 feet.
I'm sure you could walk into a Walmart and be like, hey, I need an extra Bible. And they'll give you one for free.
They'll be like, oh, visit our Bible aisle.
Yeah. Our bile.
Yeah.
Our Bible.
Bile. Yeah, fuck.
I think the better twist is that he's blind. I liked that one. Where, like, he was kind of guided by God the whole time.
Well, I don't know like if that was implied, twist. Was like, it?
They're blind.
I think it was just implied that he was, like, daredevil.
Been explicit.
I don't think he was having any extra guidance from God or anything.
No, they definitely didn't imply that he has superpowers. I think the implication was that he was being guided by God.
I don't think he was being guided by God.
Yeah.
It's heavy. The whole point of it making it the Bible is that it's heavy religious overtones.
Well, I know.
So
I know.
Supposed to make that inference that God was literally there, but there was nothing that signified that God did it. I think the fact that it's religious themed and it's the Bible that he's carrying in his head is supposed to make you think that God was involved.
Well, I guess through the power of everything, God is involved. So I guess that's my ignorance. So I'm sorry, brother.
You forgot that through the power of Jesus Christ, all things are possible.
It's true.
So
it's true. That's my own ignorance. Sorry, brother. Sorry, brother.
Sorry, brother.
Another one. Go ahead.
It's funny. Like, I think around that time of Book of Eli was one. It's a movie that I liked the first half, and that second half, that twist just really screws it all up. And of course, I'm talking about Will Smith's.
I was gonna bring that up next.
Superhero movie.
Yes.
Was that the one you're literally
the next one? God. That is a movie that
I
is
love
ruined, 100% ruined
exactly.
by the twist.
I saw that. What's the Because I also saw that on a list, but I forgot what the twist was. Mm-hmm. What's the twist?
The twist is that the guy who was helping him the whole time, it turns out that that guy's wife is also secretly superhero, super strong, and is a Hancock.
But they're like
and
aliens.
It turns out
I remember
that.
They're both aliens.
They're not. It didn't say necessarily
that
they're aliens, that they're primordial,
no, they're like
ancient
thousands of Egyptian gods.
Yeah. That gods. Yeah.
Once they find each other,
something,
they either
yeah.
fall
they
in love or fight
each
with each other, or
they
something.
Become mortal.
It's
if they become mortal. End up being next to each other for too long, they both become mortal again and they can be killed.
It's Will Smith
and that's why she's like, oh, I've been trying to fight
Jason
you this whole time.
Yeah,
and so she.
And it's such a cool, like, first half, but...
That reveal is so dumb, and, like, the movie was going so well, and then it just becomes about something so not related to any of the themes that they were exploring in the first half of the movie.
Yeah, like, when
Will Smith tried
having sex with that woman, and he shoots her in the air with his cum? Is that something that... Yeah.
I think that's Scary Movie.
Yeah, I like
that.
That
is this movie.
No, I think that actually did happen in Hancock, but I don't think it's with. I don't think
it's
Charlize
Theron. No, no, she would be able to fucking withstand that shit. She'd be like, "Yeah, give me that shit." She'd be like,
"Yeah, shoot it back."
That would be like the boys
ricochet
scene
it
where it's Homelander and what's her face having Nazi sex.
Where they're also kind of
beating each other up while they're fucking.
Just fighting.
I haven't seen that show.
Yeah.
But okay.
Oh, the boys? The boys is... the boys, I guess, would be a better version of...
I guess we have differing opinions about it. I feel like the boys is overrated. I couldn't care about the new season, so I didn't watch the new season, admittedly, but...
So what's,
It is
I know they're making Hancock 2 with Zendaya, so I assume that's their the result of their love making.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Unforch.
What? Hold on, I have to Google this right now.
Zendaya is going to be the daughter of everybody.
Yeah, the twist is this movie is actually going to
just like the, twist. The actual Rex twist of daughter. All movies is that Zendaya's involved.
Yeah, is in it. She's going to be in the sequel. Yeah.
Oh my!
So I'm guessing it's real.
That's right.
What? Well, maybe it'll be good because again, I like the first half of Hancock. It's just that like they really had their cocks in their hands.
Why
you know,
does this look made like it's made with AI?
Probably because it is, because it hasn't even started filming yet.
Nice. Okay. Good.
Anyways, can I bring up one more film that with twists that I'm curious to hear actually you guys's. Input, but Final Destination 5 has a twist right at the end.
Where
it's a prequel to the whole series,
where
the whole franchise.
It ends
like
with
the whole
plane.
Movie plays. Exactly, yeah, which is like kind of a fun. That's like, cool. Oh, shit. Like that's one of the. Yeah, that one is cool. I don't know if there's any more. I'm trying to think of other movies that do that where it's like the twist is like, this is a it's secretly part of the. Blade Runner universe or some shit, you know?
So well, I mean, like there's the whole, twist. There's like the whole split thing.
Yeah, that's another one.
Where you learn at the end that it's a part of the Unbreakable universe.
Unbreakable. That's definitely one of them.
Yeah. The Unbreakable-verse?
The Glass-verse?
Yeah.
I would say the Glass-verse.
Yeah, Unbreakable Glass. Yeah, Glass-verse probably better though, but yeah.
God, that third movie sucked so hard. Glass was so terrible. It's so
Bruce Willis
tragic.
Got drowned in a bottle.
So let's name it after the battle. Yeah.
What else?
I think that is pretty much. I also had on here Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No.
I recently watched all the Jurassic World movies because I wanted to finally see, you know, what they were all about. And it's like an okay movie. Like there's like a 12-year-old girl in it where it the reveal is that she was made with the dinosaur cloning technology and she's like the first human clone. Mm-hmm. So
but then I think they untwisted
that's the last one.
Oh no.
Yeah, the most recent one they kept her a clone, but they added to it where it's now instead of being a clone, instead of being a guy who cloned his daughter because his daughter died of cancer, it turns out the daughter cloned herself so that she could have an asexual child, or a child asexually, and.
What
like and she was like doing it out of love, so now be okay with it.
The daughter cloned herself, you said?
Like, yeah, so like originally it was like this old guy who had a daughter who was a scientist on his team. The daughter got cancer and died. So the first twist was he created a clone of that dead daughter, and that's the little girl. But then it turns out that his dead daughter, when she was alive, did it to herself and gave birth to the child herself also. Through like asexual reproduction.
Yeah, that's how I do it, man. Yeah, not gonna lie.
Yeah, butt baby. Yeah.
Yep. I'd be like, bah! And then a little me would come out. Be like, oh, papa, and I'd be like, oh,
talk Kibble already,
Junior. And then I'd feed it. I'd let it suckle at my teeth.
Yeah. And then it'd get wet after midnight.
Yeah.
And it'd be
Gibble
like,
dad.
And then it'd bite me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, no teeth, no teeth.
It turns into a gym leader day if you
Oh, sure. Damn it, yeah.
All right, before the final question, I will bring up one more, just a quick couple titles that, you know, we don't have to talk about long, just to, I think are worth mentioning. One is The Twist in Dark Knight Rises, that the child that they've been alluding to the whole time is actually the woman he's been having sex with, and that's Talia al Ghul. And the child wasn't Bane the whole time.
That's Vag Mouth.
Is that from the bad man videos?
In that order.
Yeah.
Ask what order we did.
Nice.
Ask what order
I don't put care. It in.
Ask Smash Mouth.
Ask Smash Mouth. That whole series of skits is gold. Shit. I still I will rewatch them periodically to this day. But yeah, that was one that was like definitely unearned, shitty twist. Didn't feel good at all.
Mm.
Like absolutely threw away a character, like in its entirety.
I feel like I knowing who Talia al Ghul was before was like not surprised, I guess, too.
I, as a person who did not know much about Talia al Ghul, was basically like, I feel like I very much was more in the league of like your average moviegoer at that point, being like, who the fuck, why, and why does it matter, and oh, she's dead, never mind, doesn't matter.
See, so
never mind.
I tend to follow set pictures and stuff like that, and casting. And set pictures immediately, a year beforehand, revealed everything. And it was like, they showed fucking pictures of her holding a detonator, her leading a...
holding up a sign says, I'm a villain.
Yeah. And then on the back it says, twist, I am a villain.
It's a tweet.
Actually, no, she was holding the sign from Die Hard 3, which was really upsetting.
Yeah.
Oh. The TV version or the movie one? Because those are completely...
The other one I wanted to throw out there as well is another... I think this is also Monight. Monight Shyamalan.
Mm-hmm.
Old. Yeah, I was gonna talk about old.
I figured was it Sedan? What's his name? The rapper like Plus Slide Sedan?
Yeah,
I forget his name. Sorry,
in the movie, there's a character who's a rapper, and his name is like Four Door Sedan or some shit.
Oh
like
my
that.
God.
Like,
I think it's Four Door Sedan. I think, yeah.
It's his rap name.
That
one, it's kind of funny because that one is like another genre of twists, like Cabin in the Woods, where the twist is, it was the government! It's like, why does this all make sense and seem like it's being coordinated somehow? It was the government!
Because it is.
It's the government.
Yeah.
Spooky government.
I feel like it's at the part where, like, of his career where I'm like, the twists are like, you're kind of like waiting for him to be like, what is this goofy shit gonna be? Like, so it's not as
you're just waiting for his face to show up and tell you what the twist is, literally.
Yeah.
Because that's always the twist is when he shows up in the movie.
Shows up. Yeah.
Like in Avatar The Last Airbender, where he shows up for the whole thing and the twist is that it sucks.
Oh, god damn, I was gonna fucking make that joke. Oh, this is actually a bad movie.
This is actually terrible. The twist is that is that bending doesn't work the same in his version.
At all.
I love how he like unilaterally was like I don't get firebending, so I changed it. Everybody's like episode 3 when they explain it in the show. So everybody was like, oh, so you literally didn't watch even the first season of the show. So the real question is, what are the 3 worst twists? What are our top 3? If we were to, like, I want to see if we can come to a consensus, like, amongst the 3 of us, can we come to a consensus on what's at number 1? What is number 1 worst twist?
Oh, gosh. Can we start with 3 to 1?
All right, let's start with 3. So it's not the very top, but something that is really far up there in terms of like just absolutely dumb twist that detracts from the movie entirely.
I mean, I'll probably throw my hands or my like chips in for Hancock.
I was about to say, I think that's a great number three spot.
Like, interesting. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, it's not the worst, but it's like, it's because like half the movie is like interesting to me. And then it, like at the time, especially. Yeah. And it just
in terms of ruined potential, that's just like,
yeah,
that's really up there. I feel like
that's
but not the top. I feel like three is a good spot for it. What do you think, Gibbledang?
I feel like one's going to be an M. Night.
I'm trying to, but I can't think of anything that's really, I don't know, like the worst of the worst, the absolutely worst. I don't know. I feel like I need more time.
Comic books in general?
It's like, it's a hard question. It's a hard question. That's definitely for sure. Like, for example, I think my top three would probably be number three as Hancock, number two The Happening, number one is I think number one's Happening for me. Number two is Rise of Skywalker, and just everything in that entire movie. So.
I think that's a pretty good, because like the Rise of Skywalker has a ton. It's like the three different types of twists, like bad.
Yeah,
type
it has of twists, every yeah. bad like, type too many, of twist in it.
Nonsensical, convoluted, and then just like I'm related to you somehow, kind of like. So you have the trifecta.
You know what? I'm gonna put in as something different. I'm gonna say that Green Goblin, fucking cucking Spider-Man. With Gwen Stacy.
Now that I've learned about that,
I'm gonna put that as my, because that's just we're doing so comic books like too. It's so unnecessary. Ruins a lot of things. It ruins a lot of things. It ruins Gwen Stacy, a Green Goblin as a villain. Like, it's just not.
I feel like that. I would say that's definitely.
I might throw that number one. Honestly,
that might, because I hearing you describe that right now, I was like, you guys saw my mouth, my jaw drop, where I was just like,
yeah,
I cannot believe
it. It's also like, I feel like it's also like the turning point of when Spider-Man just stopped being interesting for a while, like, or at least the first part, like that, bad and then like runs since, after bad runs. Was one more day. Yeah, and like there's every now and then a good one in the middle, or like some spinoffs that are good, but just like the main line. And like before this podcast, we were actually talking about how, like, I think it was before this, but it was just like, I don't care about Spider-Man in comics, at least modern ones, at least, you know.
I feel like,
so I think I would throw that as number one.
Now You See Me is also like really, really far up there for me because of the fact that the big reveal is that the cop, Mark Ruffalo, the cop who's hunting them the whole movie, he is the mysterious benefactor who organized them in the first place, and organized all of this. And so like there's literal scenes where he's alone, like trying to chase them down and like get to a spot he thinks they're gonna be in, and he's running somewhere alone with no one to see him do it, and then he doesn't get there in time, and so there's no one to see him fail either. So this movie watches him acting. Supposedly he is doing this performance of being the cop for himself. Like, that's what you have to I assume. Love that shit.
Yeah. When it shows them in the car and they're like, oh, God, I gotta get him. It's like, who the fuck's watching you right now? You know you're on their side.
Yeah, like, why are you acting like this? If it's all, it turns out to be you, why are you getting into it so much?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like that's definitely, man. Okay, so, I mean, like, so right up there, I feel like Green Goblin cucking Mary Jane, or sorry, cucking Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Cuck Sin's Goblin, pass.
That's
number one.
Yeah, we have to have a Shyamalan.
Number two,
on there.
Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. Number three, Happening.
I fuck with that.
Probably that's probably his.
What
worst.
Do you think would be? What do you think
Shyamalan,
would be?
Right?
Like, you think that would be the worst Shyamalan twist? I think so.
That's why I'm like running through.
Signs is close.
Filmography.
Signs is close.
It's pretty goofy. That's like the like, turning point as well. with
the village, agree, it's though. Like, oh, what if it wasn't the in the past? What if it was in the present the whole time, yeah, too?
What if they're Amish?
I will say, as a 12-year-old, when I saw the village, I was like, whoa, us, that's crazy. Like, as a 12-year-old, I was like, that ending's sick.
So M. Night writes for
children. Like, honestly, for edgy 13-year-olds, pretty much. Like,
for boys, yeah, edgy
13-year-old boys is the target audience for Monite, for sure.
Monite Shyamalan.
Yeah, perfect.
Monite Shyamalan. Monite,
my boy.
Yeah, so let's, last twist of the night, we're going to be leaving, and we're going to be done with this topic, and hopefully
no one told
never
me this.
Talk about these twisty twists again.
Ever. Maybe last twist.
No more Star Wars then from now on.